Imposter syndrome and business leadership. Did you know that almost 70% of women in the UK feel like they're not good enough at their jobs, even when they're doing well? This is called imposter syndrome. It's not just women, 90% of people in creative jobs feel this way too. Leaders like Clifton talk about these feelings because they believe being honest and understanding is important in business. Trust in businesses is going down. It's hard for leaders to show how businesses help society, especially when some companies act badly or when rich people keep getting richer while others don't. To fix this, businesses need to be more friendly and real. This will help them make money to support important things like schools and healthcare. Good relationships with customers are key to a successful business. Being professional doesn't mean you have to hide who you really are. Teams with both men and women leaders do better. We all benefit when skilled women are in top positions in businesses and other big organizations. Clifton's journey to success. Clifton grew up facing tough times. Her dad passed away when she was just 12, leaving her mom to work hard to support them. This tough period taught Clifton the importance of hard work, a lesson she learned from her mom. She went to Newnham College at Cambridge University, where there were way more men than women. It was tough at first, being around so many privileged people, but she worked hard, did well, and made friends for life. Career beginnings and valuable lessons. After college, Clifton got a job as a copywriter at a big ad agency. Here, she learned key skills like teamwork, handling rejection, and finding what she loves to do. She realized that no job is perfect, but every job teaches you something and opens new doors. Her talent got noticed, and she moved to Saatchi & Saatchi as an account manager. But she wasn't happy there and even took a break on a Greek island. When she came back, she joined J. Walter Thompson. Here, she discovered her love for customer analysis over client management. Even after a setback when her request for a career change was denied, she didn't give up. She returned to Saatchi & Saatchi in the role she wanted and used that rejection as motivation to succeed. Building your personal brand for success. Clifton's journey in her career and personal life teaches us valuable lessons about personal branding and its impact on our professional growth. Here's how you can develop your unique style and perspective to get ahead. 1. Your clothes send a message about who you are. Dress professionally, but add personal touches to show your unique personality. 2. Believe it or not, your hair can really affect how you feel and how others see you. A messy hair day might make you feel less confident and appear less in control. Choose a hairstyle that boosts your confidence and fits the professional image you want to show the world. 3. Clifton faced challenges returning to work after maternity leave. She worked as hard as her male colleagues to aim for a senior role. Her drive motivated other women to balance work and motherhood too. 4. Developing a unique personal style and viewpoint is essential. It may seem small, but it makes a big difference in how others perceive you and in your career progress. Build a strong personal brand. Building a strong personal brand is like growing a successful business. You need to clearly show what you stand for, always act in line with your values, and keep improving your skills and knowledge. For example, if you're not naturally organized like Clifton, don't worry. You can still build a great brand. Clifton wasn't organized either, but she trained herself. She put all her tasks in one place, sorted them by importance, broke them into small steps, and then got to work. This helped her stay prepared and not fall behind. Keep in mind that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of learning. If you mess up, like forgetting a client's name, just say sorry and work on not doing it again. One trick is to repeat and use their name during your chat. Always own up to your mistakes, check your work twice, find ways to fix problems, and save tough talks for private. Success in business through financial literacy. To succeed in any organization, understanding accounting and finance is key. Let's take Clifton's example. She used data analysis in a project about dandruff shampoo. Her findings, backed by solid numbers, helped her client revamp their advertising and product design. This not only increased the client's success but also raised Clifton's value in the industry. Learning to interpret financial statements like balance sheets and income statements is crucial. Without these skills, reaching top positions in a company can be challenging. The big data era has transformed how we understand consumer behavior, offering deep insights into what people want and do. However, this information is useful only when linked to a company's earnings and profits. It's important to balance hard data with human intuition. Take, for example, the choice between image advertising and direct marketing. Image ads build a brand's reputation over time but are hard to measure. Direct marketing offers quick, measurable results. Clifton values brand strength so much that she joined Innerbrand, a firm known for its expertise in this field. Career challenges, a CEO's journey. Fake it till you make it has some truth, but it's not the whole story. Pretending to be confident all the time is tough and can wear you down. But when you push yourself to try new things, you learn and grow. Take Clifton's story, for example. When she became a CEO, she thought about quitting every day for 6 months. She faced a lot of tough problems and had to deal with many different things at once. But she managed to turn things around. She built a team where people worked well together, brought in people with different skills and ideas, and helped her employees learn and grow. Then two big crises hit, the dot-com crash and the 9/11 attacks. Instead of growing her business, Clifton had to cut costs to keep the company afloat. She even tried to quit, but the company offered her a new role as chairman. This turned out to be a great move for her career in the long run. Learn effective communication. To become a great communicator, follow these practical steps. 1. Structure your talk. Start with an introduction that previews your main points. Then, move into the main part of your talk, which should be clear and focused. Finish with a conclusion that wraps everything up. Make sure every part connects with your audience's interests. 2. Speak confidently and clearly. Instead of relying on a written script, practice speaking freely. Know your topic well and express your ideas confidently and coherently. Your voice and body language matter, so pay attention to them. 3. Engage with examples. Use real-life stories, anecdotes, and examples to support your main points. These make your message more relatable and memorable. 4. Practice and memorize. Memorize the beginning of your talk to start strong. Practice regularly to improve your delivery. 5. Conclude effectively. End your talk by thanking your audience and inviting questions. This leaves a lasting impression and encourages interaction. Discover personal passion and balancing life. Pursuing a personal passion enriches your life, makes you more interesting, and opens up diverse opportunities. Take Clifton's example, inspired by UK Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's 1988 speech on climate change, he launched a green unit at Saatchi, driven by his environmental enthusiasm. Many women find their lives revolving around their children, often limiting time for other activities. While Clifton treasures being a mother, she admits it's challenging. In fact, she believes being a CEO is simpler than motherhood. This highlights the importance of balancing personal interests and family responsibilities. Empower women in leadership. The world greatly benefits from more women leaders who can inspire change and support other women. Currently, women are underrepresented in top leadership positions. For instance, only 4% of women are CEOs and 11% are CFOs worldwide. Here are some key strategies for women to excel in leadership roles. 1. Be your best self. It's important to be authentic, but always present the best version of yourself. 2. Stand out. Identify what makes you unique, like special skills or attributes, and use them to build your personal brand. 3. Be a team player. People should enjoy working with you. Being friendly and respectful helps in creating a positive work environment. 4. Hard work is key. Success requires dedication and effort. Put in the time and energy needed. 5. Value yourself. Understand and believe in your worth. You need to advocate for your work because it won't speak for itself. Key points 1. Women leaders bring valuable perspectives and skills, enhancing team performance and success. 2. Dress and groom to reflect professionalism while expressing individuality. 3. Strive for a balance between career ambitions and personal life, especially for working mothers. 4. Understanding finance and accounting is crucial for business success and informed decision-making. 5. Practice structured, confident, and engaging speaking to connect with and inspire your audience. 6. Overcoming obstacles and adversity, like imposter syndrome, is key to personal and professional growth. 7. Authenticity and honesty in business increase customer loyalty and societal impact.